charged. Of course, that's a bigger story. The headlines, looking at some of the Boston newspapers and radio stations, television stations. This is a 7-week trial of Whitey Bulger. I don't know that Ken Kessler's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Good morning. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good way for you to find out what's going on in the world. At least that's what most people tell us. The information is handy, and they like the approach to our presenting the information. So if you want to chew on some stuff for a while, help yourself. After you've chewed on it internally, you want an external way to chew. You can try 888-302-3684. That's how it works here on the Good Day program. And Ken's monitoring our social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, and Ken at DougSteffen.com. So the latest on this trial, which, as I said, kind of a big story in California where he was living, actually kind of down the street from where I live. There's a Boston bar. Have I told this story on the air, Kenny? There's a bar in Santa Monica where most of the people that are Bostonians hang out. And Whitey Bulger used to hang out there. He had a beard and his sunglasses and a hat on, and nobody knew it was him. And he used to go down and watch. They have, especially on the weekends, the Boston sports scene. And the reason I know this is because my son used to frequent the place because he's a big Boston fan and yet lives in Los Angeles. There seem to be a lot of those people. And so Bulger was hanging out, and even the some of the local news channels from Boston, when there'd be some big sporting event involving a Boston team, they'd send crews out there, and they'd always go to this bar. And Bulger used to get the biggest kick out of all these cameramen coming in and shooting all. He'd sit in the corner and drink a beer and watch the game, and nobody would pay any attention to him. Well, that is over, and so is his life, basically, because he was found guilty 31 times. Guilty, 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 guilty. Involvement in murders, extortion, money laundering, racketeering. So he goes to jail. During the course of the trial, prosecutors revealed a 700-page file showing Bulger as an FBI informant. He'd been an FBI informant for 20 years. He still was killing people, committing murders and other crimes for which he was finally found guilty. A lot of the families, again, because he was so notorious in Boston, the Bulger family in New England, there was just a something about it. And his brother, by the way, was the president of the Massachusetts Senate for 21 years. He was the president of the University of Massachusetts in Boston for 14, 15 years. Very well-known, very established politician, and he was very smart. However, the two of them stayed in touch with one another. It wasn't anything anybody could trail, anybody could find, anybody could piece together. So it's a pretty interesting story, if it weren't so much that it involved the horror of all these murders. And so he'd been under arrest since 2011, so it's taken him a couple of years to get him to court. When he left the courtroom, he said, "This is a sham. Do what you want with me. I can just hear it." Now, I did not see the video, but I did see video of a lot of the families of his victims, and they feel at least exonerated at this point, which I guess makes some sense. So under the circumstances, here's a guy that has been involved all of his life. This guy, from when he was a kid, was involved in gangster stuff. So anyway, the story, as I said, has sort of Boston trappings, but yet it made news because of how bad this guy was. Here are hosts Bridget Quinn and Wayne Cabot talking to a fellow who was on the scene, a reporter on the scene, about the verdict.
Guilty on 31 counts, former Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger.
Watching the verdict, the federal jury turning in after 5 days of deliberation. Don, this guy was accused of being villainous, of being evil, of killing a lot of people. And what did the jury find?
Boy, I tell you, this has just been amazing. The jury found him guilty on a number of racketeering counts, but more specifically, they found him guilty on 11 of the 19 murders, he was charged with. This trial made the movie upon his, which his life was based, The Departed, seem like the children's show Blue's Clues. I'm telling you, week after week, we heard testimony, oftentimes gruesome, about the crimes that this man committed, from tying a man to a chair and shooting him in the face to strangling a young woman to death with his bare hands. The range of his ruthlessness and his cruelty that emerged in this trial was just really stunning to listen to.
So what happens next? I mean, it would seem that if he was convicted on all these counts, he's essentially being given a death sentence. He's old.
He is. He will never see the outside of a jail again. And the prosecutor made mention when he was asking for an accelerated sentencing program because he said, you know, there's no question that he's going to get life in prison. Sentencing is settled for November 13th is when it happens, and there will be, victims' impact statements made in court, that sort of thing. So it could take a couple days. But Bulger's attorney, Jay Carney, came out and said, not for one second did his client nor his fellow attorneys think that this was about Bulger ever walking free. They knew from the moment that they set foot in the courthouse that there was no way that he was going to ever get a not guilty verdict.
Yeah, I think back at John Gotti in New York back in the 80s and I guess early 90s, people in his neighborhood in Queens, a lot of them had a lot of positive feelings towards him. They thought he did well for the community. What kind of reaction did Whitey Bulger bring to his neighborhood in Boston?
Well, it's very similar to that, and Bulger likes to nurse this image of being Robin Hood, that yes, you know, he did commit crimes, but that he took care of his people and that he lived by a certain code, that code being A, he was not a rat, and B, he would never kill a woman. Well, this trial proved that he was a liar on both counts, that he did kill at least one woman. Now, they found it that they could not come up to a guilty verdict on the second woman he was accused of killing, but they said he did definitely kill Deborah Hussey and that he was a rat. One time after time, there were people who got up who, yes, they were not exactly the most admirable people, a besmirched FBI agent and fellow murderers among that group. But they got up and they said over and over again that he worked with the FBI. And that's frankly how he remained a free man for as long as he did. He had friends in high places at the FBI.
As a matter of fact, in 1994, Bulger vanished. John Conley was the FBI agent that he was connected to. He was convicted of tipping off Bulger, and that was when he disappeared. His brother, I was talking about Billy Bulger, forced to resign as president of the University of Massachusetts after it was learned he did get a call from his brother and did not urge him to surrender. So Bulger captured. He was 81 at an apartment in Santa Monica. Pretty much everybody's heard that story. Well, somebody said when it was obvious what was going on, he looked around and they described him as a self-absorbed psychotic. And that's really what he is. The host that probably is best at describing and who has followed this most, Boston host Howie Carr. See if we can bring his account of all of this into the discussion in just a moment here on Good Day.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers, and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
No hoodie, no jeans. A few dollars got me in the house.
Cause mom's remember us up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
So in the discussion of the Whitey Bulger trial is where we are. Here's Boston host Howie Carr, who's more up on this than probably anybody in the country.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Howie, if Whitey Bulger had been arrested sooner, a lot of people would still be alive today, wouldn't he? But they let him go.
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. And today we're living in a time where the state has taken over the numbers racket. The state has become, you know, pimps of this and pimps of that. All these people died, rightly, wrongly, you know, because essentially vice was once punished in our society, whereas today it's the state that's doing the pimping.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, Steve, you're absolutely right. If they had prosecuted them on the race fixing charges back in the late 1970s, they would have gone away to prison like Howie Winter did, or gone on the lam like Johnny Monterano did. And those guys were never really any forces to be reckoned with again in the underworld. And then they could have gone after the Italians and gotten them at Prince Street. They didn't need Whitey and Stevie to be the witnesses to get the wiretaps. And then they would have knocked out the Italians. And you know, I'm not saying there wouldn't have been a lot. There wouldn't have been organized crime murders. You know, with the Winter Hill gang and the mafia decimated, but there would have been a lot fewer, and I think there would have been a lot fewer of these really horrific crimes that that Whitey and Stevie were committing, you know, killing their girlfriends, you know, shaking people down for no reason other than just to extort money from them, and the reason they could do it was because they were being protected by the government. But see, what I don't understand is, you know, I guess he has to say it, but why do Carney and Brennan pretend like it's not Whitey's fault, that it's that he's a creature of the government?
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Watchers, and how many of you are upset about the fights between, for example, right now it's going on as CBS is fighting with Time Warner Cable. This is something that one could have predicted was going to happen a number of years ago, and you see the proliferation of cable and the fact that some of the deals that are made are based on greed. Time Warner apparently is the worst of the worst, I guess, and I have it in California. I don't have it here. I use Fios and would use it probably there. It's not great. It's better than dealing with these guys. Kenny, what do you have in San Diego? You have Time Warner? Oh, you have a dish, yeah. Dish Network.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, here's a radio guy named Mario Solis Marich talking about the situation with CBS and Time Warner battling it out.
This is the future of these cable battles. Time Warner is saying that CBS wants to charge too much money for them to carry it. The cable companies pay channels, for the most part, 95% of the time, they pay them subscription fees. So when you pay your, I don't know, whatever you pay for cable, and it's amazing how much people pay for cable, but you know, whatever, you know, if it's $50 or if it's $150, part of what you pay for goes to pay for these channels. So in this case, CBS gets a little under $1 per every subscriber that Time Warner has. So and they want it to go up to $2 over the next few years. So they want it to double, more than double, over the next few years. And Time Warner is saying no. They're saying we're not going to do that, right? And they're putting their foot down because they feel like they're getting squeezed from all over the place. Let me just share something with you. And this is my proof that this is all absolutely just a bunch of malarkey on both sides, by the way. Right now, they're not paying for CBS, right? Because they've turned CBS off.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned Showtime off. So have they told you they're going to send you a 90-cent refund next month? No, you're not. They're not going to offer you that. You're still paying for that. They're saying that all that your subscription fee is going to pay CBS. They don't have CBS on right now. Are you going to get any rebate or anything for not having CBS and Showtime? I'm going to tell you the answer to that right now. The answer is no. You will not. And so you are paying for something that, by the way, in your, you know, that you initially agreed to pay because you bought a certain lineup. That lineup is not available. They're saying it because it directly impacts your costs. That's their argument, is that that impacts your costs. So the savings should also impact your costs. Right. Have they added a channel for you to replace Showtime in your lineup? Have they added something to replace, to try to replace the magnificent programming on CBS? No. If you have Time Warner and you log into, you try to turn to the CBS channel, this is what it says. It says, you don't see anything, it's just a blank screen and these words. CBS has demanded an outrageous increase for programming that CBS delivers free over the air and online, requiring us to remove their stations from your lineup while we continue to negotiate for fair and reasonable terms. Okay, basically what they're saying is like, yeah, you could get this over the air for free. And since you've been, you know, hoodwinked into paying us for it, we think that CBS is outrageous for wanting their cut of that. That's basically what they're saying. How outrageous for CBS to want to get part of the money that we're charging you for something that you could get for free.
The war on drugs, man. Listen to that story. War on drugs up next here on Good Day.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market.
2-1
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now. For a free month of Sage One.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour, 8:13:13. A good day for some, according to some of the, I've used some of that same sentence. I find myself today using the same word in sentences more than once. What's going to happen? I don't think anything's going to happen. It's just one of those things. It is a, it's a time for people to be moving in some more definitive direction for their career. Do you know that, Kenny? This is just before Labor Day, and it's really, it sticks in my craw that we're talking about Labor Day, but we are. There are a lot of changes. The two times during the year that seem to have the most impact on people and their jobs, September around Labor Day and the first of the year. That's when most changes are made. In, I know in radio, that's always been pretty much, I mean, there are changes made all the time, but a lot of changes take place as people are preparing for the full onslaught. People actually work between Labor Day and Christmas. and so let's hold a good thought for those of you who are moving ahead or moving on or want to change and improve your life and your career. Good luck to you. The United States of America has been conducting a war on drugs for decades. It has been not only a complete, dismal, and utter failure, but it has wasted tens, if not hundreds, of billions of dollars. Untold numbers of people have died in this thing. And guess what? Drug usage is way, way, way ahead of where it used to be. So, what do? Well, the Attorney General has brought the focus back around to what's going on in the war on drugs. He was speaking before the American Bar Association. And so I want to know, first of all, Kenny, what sort of input do we have at facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show on the war on drugs? This is something that I think is going to be probably the mainstay of a lot of conversation for the rest of the week on a lot of news talk radio programs, because we monitor a lot of them for usage in this hour and for our weekend countdown show. There is room to believe that we could actually learn something, or maybe there's a change in attitude Is this going to bring about less spending in this area? And what is going to happen to people who are in jail? I suppose those are all part of the conversation. People who go to jail for using drugs is ridiculous. It's just absolutely absurd to put anybody in jail who's a user. So anyway, I asked if there were comments that were brewing on this.
Sure. Jess says, finally, Eric Holder does something I can agree with.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Actually, I was thinking that yesterday myself. Yeah, it's something this guy, who basically screwed up everything he's touched in the years he's been Attorney General, comes around to something that does make sense to most people.
Connie says, it's about time. Now legalize marijuana and the war on drugs will be over, except for the cartels.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you got to deal with the cartels. What else?
Aaron says, a drug offense is a drug offense. Do not pass go. Go directly to jail.
Well, the majority of people don't agree with that assessment, but I'm sure there are people who think that that's the way to handle it. It doesn't handle a thing. 888-302-3684 with your opinion on Holder's suggestion. Let's listen to some comments that have been made. Attorney General Holder talking about the war on drugs.
As the so-called war on drugs enters its fifth decade, we need to ask whether it and the approaches that comprise it have been truly effective and build on the administration's efforts led by the Office of National Drug Control Policy to usher in a new approach. And with an outsized, unnecessarily large prison population, we need to ensure that incarceration is used to punish, to deter, and to rehabilitate, but not merely to warehouse and to forget. Today, a vicious cycle of poverty, criminality, and incarceration traps too many Americans and weakens too many communities. And many aspects of our criminal justice system may actually exacerbate these problems rather than alleviate them. We also must confront the reality that once they're in that system, people of color often face harsher punishments than their peers. One deeply troubling report, released in February of this year, indicates that in recent years, black male offenders have received sentences nearly 20% longer than those imposed on white males convicted of similar crimes. This isn't just unacceptable, it is shameful. It is unworthy of our great country. It is unworthy of our great legal tradition. And in response, I have today directed a group of U.S. attorneys to examine sentencing disparities and to develop recommendations on how we can address them. We will start by fundamentally rethinking the notion of mandatory minimum sentences for drug-related crimes. Some statutes that mandate inflexible sentences, and this is regardless of the individual conduct that is at issue in a particular case, reduce the discretion available to prosecutors, judges, and to juries. Because they oftentimes generate unfairly long sentences, they breed disrespect for the system. When applied indiscriminately, they do not serve public safety. And let's be honest, some of the enforcement priorities that we have set have had a destabilizing effect on particular communities, largely poor and of color. And applied inappropriately, they are ultimately counterproductive. This is why I have today mandated a modification of the Justice Department's charging policy so that certain low-level, nonviolent drug offenders who have no ties to large-scale organizations, gangs, or cartels will no longer be charged with offenses that impose draconian mandatory minimum sentences. They now will be charged with offenses for which the accompanying sentences are better suited to their individual conduct rather than excessive prison terms more appropriate for violent criminals or drug kingpins. By reserving the most severe penalties for serious, high-level, or violent drug traffickers, we can better promote public safety, deterrence, and rehabilitation while making our expenditures smarter and more productive.
Attorney General Eric Holder talking about the proposal he has to shift the focus on the war on drugs. It is pretty outrageous. Actually, it's more than pretty outrageous. It's damnable. The difference, he's right about sentencing for those who are black, then the same sort of offenses And I hear this prejudiced voice from some people listening and saying, they're into all of these things and they're distributors and blah, blah, blah. I don't think we know the half of what really goes on here. But it doesn't make any difference. If you're black and you get a more severe sentence for doing something than a white person, it doesn't make any difference whether it's drug-related or not. There's something wrong in that, and something that shows our imbalance and immaturity in our country. And there's a lot of that. There's so much racist. I mean, there's people that are black are better off than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago. But that doesn't mean, I mean, that doesn't fix the disparities that Holder's talking about that still exist. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same as the difference between men and women and what they get paid. Why is that right? It's not. It's not. Equality is equality, period, end of story. 888-302-3684. Here's a radio host named Doug McKelvin, his partner Debbie Monterey, talking to Dan Duncan, who's the director of community service for the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. And let's listen to how they go through what a Holder just said.
What's your first reaction upon hearing what the Attorney General is planning on doing?
Well, I think it's been coming for a while. And I'm supportive of it. I think I would not be the first to say that over the years, many have said that some aspects of the war on drugs is more or less declaring war on ourselves. So this move makes sense to take those low-level nonviolent offenders and not impose these types of restrictions on them. But at the same time, I'm heartened by the fact that he says, you know, we need to provide them with treatment. I hope drug courts become, bigger part of that. But I think it makes a lot of sense.
It seems like over the last couple of decades, much of our policies regarding drugs and crime has just been, we have to take this hardline stance, no excuses, because we're against drugs, not taking into account that so many of the crimes that we report are basically fueled by people these days, it seems lately, who have heroin addictions or whatever and are just stealing things to fuel that addiction. You put them in jail, they get out, and they just do the same thing. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. They're not going to get better that way. I think Holder made a comment that incarceration is supposed to be about punishment, deterring, and rehabilitate, not convict, warehouse, and forget. And so when you put a heroin, as you say, Debbie, if you put a heroin addict in prison and just sit him there for a while and then release him later, and, if nothing changes, and there's a very good chance that he's going to recidivate and he's going to wind up doing the same thing he did before. So I think you live and you learn. We spent an awful lot of time these last few decades learning. Now it's time to respond to what we've learned.
Interesting take on that. Your response on our social media and also at 888-302-3684. Some callers on the war on drugs coming up here on Good Day.
Here's today's Aramco report.
More positive news on housing as foreclosure starts fell from 72,700 in May to 57,300 in June. This according to a report from RealtyTrack. Meanwhile, there's also some good news for home buyers as the National Association of Realtors reports that the pool of existing homes for sale is growing, giving home buyers more homes to choose from. The low supply of homes has been a real problem for home buyers and their realtors over the past year. Conforming, no point, 30-year fixed mortgage rates still average 4 3/8, with 15-year rates closer to 3 3/8. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz, that's aramco.biz, or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Mehran Aram for the Radio America Network.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course you would.
The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Are you happy? If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, express yourself right now. 888-302-3684. Doug and Ken with Tim in Arkansas, who likes what Holder had to say. We're talking about the war on drugs and what Attorney General Eric Holder had to say about it over the last couple of days.
Finally, we're seeing common sense in Washington. This is a very important day. Very important. We're starting to see that... We're starting to think straight, because we're not thinking straight when we lock people up for smoking marijuana, especially when it's proven medicine. You know, I got glaucoma, and I suffer from severe neck and back pain. And if I was in any other state but Arkansas, or any other state that allows medical marijuana, I would be a patient. In Arkansas, I'm a criminal. I've been arrested a few times for marijuana. That's always the same thing. You know, they just want your money. They want to lock you up. They want to harass you. They want to search your home. They want to take your cars. It's kind of like a mafia state down here in Arkansas as far as keeping medical marijuana users from their medicine.
888-302-3684 on Good Day. Jim in New Jersey thinks Holder doesn't have any credibility.
I think he's because he has squandered his credibility, he's going to wind up maybe not getting this initiative through. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I really think that the drug laws are way too severe on this issue. They're so out of proportion. But because this man has squandered his credibility in the past, I see him being totally handicapped. Anything that comes out of the guy's mouth, any argument, is stillborn. Right from the beginning.
I don't disagree with you on Holder, but I think, well, let's hope that, that that's not the case here. Vance in Oklahoma with thoughts on this.
I think that this is a political move on a part of the Obama administration. Barack Obama has been probably the most oppressive and most anti-libertarian president this country has had since Woodrow Wilson. And what is going on with this move by Eric Holder is this. Barack Obama wants to divide the libertarian wing of the Republican Party led by Rand Paul from the authoritarian GOP establishment. And I predict within the year that Obama and Holder will call for the total legalization of marijuana, one, to shore up a vast part of the Democratic Party constituency, which it's no secret many of whom are either pot smokers or ex-pot smokers, and number two, to simply divide the GOP.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now 53 past the hour. Policy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is to bring you a focus on as many things as we can that will perhaps impact your day, conversationally or otherwise, the serious side of the news. And by golly, we haven't had any time during this hour devoted to Obamacare so far this week, Kenny. So let's
yes.
alleviate that problem by listening to a conversation on a radio show in Philadelphia hosted by Dom Giordano, where he talks to a local congressman named Mike Fitzpatrick about the move by some in Congress to try to once again defund Obamacare. Oh, excite.
What are you hearing? What's your stance on that? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it was over 3 years ago that the bill was passed. You know, that it's important we remember what the history was. It came through the Senate on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
2009, on a Sunday in March of 2010, the same bill was passed by the House without a single Republican vote. And it was a bill, and I was watching. I was not a member of Congress. You know, you were on the radio saying this is a bad bill. What we're being sold here, what we're being told is not true. I had the very same concerns, and it really was probably that piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act, more than anything else, that convinced me that I had to run for Congress again to try to reverse it. And so, with many of my colleagues in the House, Republicans and some Democrats, believe it or not, there have been a number of pieces of legislation, bills that have come through the House to take pieces of it and reverse them, or to repeal it or defund it. And I voted in the past to repeal the bill, and I will in the future because I think it's a bad bill. And by the way, the promises, you know, just to refresh the recollection of the listenership, you know, if you have a doctor you like, you can keep them. If you have a health policy you like, you'll be able to keep the policy. Your premiums will go down. They won't go up. It was not a tax. Those are the things we've been told. We now know the Supreme Court said it's constitutional because it is a tax, and our premiums are going up, and our doctors are leaving practice, and the policies that we like are starting to go away. And so most of the underpinnings, the foundational promises, have turned out not to be true. So that's where we are right now. Question you have is, what do we do about it?
Yes.
You know, I got to tell you that, you know, if another repeal bill comes up, that I would support it, because I believe we have to, you know, essentially repeal the bill and move on from it. That said, I also operate in, you know, in reality. We can repeal the bill in the House. The Senate will not bring it up for repeal, and the president wouldn't sign it. And so I introduced a bill with a Philadelphia-trained physician, Joseph Heck. He represents the state of Nevada. And that bill would take the consumer protection provisions of the Affordable Care Act, which most of us like, and repeal the balance of the bill.
Okay.
And replace it with free market health care reforms, like health care liability reform, like the ability to purchase insurance policies across state lines.
All right. Now, let's. We've heard a lot of people talking about Congress trying to exempt themselves from the health care plan. This is pretty interesting. I think this is the most interesting part of this conversation, actually, Kenny. Here's talk host Ray Appleton with Congressman Devin Nunes of California on this.
Where does this stand now? Is there an official bill to exempt Congress from participating, or what's going on?
Yeah, so let's just go back to how this all happened. So during the Obamacare debate between the House and the Senate, one of the things that showed up in the polling that really ticked people off was that Congress was not going to be included onto the Obamacare exchanges.
Right.
Because they knew that could take down the bill, they did a little, what I call a little sneaky peek, bait and switch deal late at night, at midnight, and they put in a little amendment that said, no, Congress and Congress's personal staff has to go on to the exchange. Okay, now that kind of quieted everybody enough, and it bought off enough votes at the end because the people didn't think they could withstand, you know, voting for something that they weren't going to be part of. And that's what allowed them to get the most votes, or to get enough votes to pass. Remember, only passed by two votes, if you remember.
I do.
In the House. So that's been sitting out there, that congressmen and their personal staff. So remember, the committee staff that wrote the bill, they're not on the exchange. Nancy Pelosi's leadership staff's not on the exchange. All the other federal employees that are out there are not going to have to go on to the Obamacare exchange. That is still the case, has been the case, and is still the case. Now, there's been this issue sitting out there that was dealing with members of Congress and their personal staff, not that whether or not they'd have to go on to the Obamacare exchange, but whether or not the government was going to pay for part of that coverage on the Obamacare exchange. So that's been sitting out there for
crazy. Look how complex and foolish this all is, right?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.